Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Michael Kopech Day is tomorrow at Guaranteed Rate Field. Here's Rick Hahn.
We felt that a trip to Chicago this year would make the most sense. That both from the standpoint of him being able to see how his stuff plays and going into the offseason with an understanding of how big league hitters react to his stuff and perhaps any adjustments he may have to make heading into the 2019 season, but also from the standpoint of building up his innings base.
Kopech will face Minnesota tomorrow night in his 25th overall start of the season. Lucas Giolito gets the Twins tonight up in the Twin Cities in a makeup from April snowout. The Cubs get a day off, two games left on their road trip. After back-to-back losses, the Cubs still lead the Central by 3.5. Football, catch Matt Nagy's press conference right here on The Score coming up at 11:30. And Maryland football players have decided that nobody will wear jersey number 79 until the year 2021 to honor Jordan McNair. This update was brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. And on Thursday, join The Score's Connor McKnight at Peanuts Bar and Grill in Naperville from 7 to 9. Meet Connor, enjoy great food and drinks, and enter for a chance to win Cubs tickets courtesy of Budweiser. This Bud's for you. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score is tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Volvo Orland Park.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Mitch Trubisky, kind of break him down for me a little bit, Jimmy.
He reminds me a lot of Steve Young, how he can get out of the pocket and scramble. This is his upside, which, hey, I know Steve Young's a Hall of Famer, but they've got the same build, and they're about 6'2", 215, and they're elusive. See Steve Young, that's one of the greatest scrambles of all time. Look how similar Mitchell is. See the getaway quickness? He's able to pull away, make guys miss. Very elusive when he tucks the football and runs, and actually when he steps up in the pocket, and then I mentioned those angles that he could throw. It's always a catchable ball for Mitchell Trubisky. For me, my upside is Steve Young, who's a Hall of Famer, and I'm saying that I believe that's his upside. And if anybody has a chance, go watch that North Carolina game, the bowl game against Stanford.
Sun Bowl against Stanford.
How he brought that team back, and some of the plays that he made in that game, it'll make your head spin.
Middays on The Score.
At some point along the line, somebody in a production meeting has got to say no. Has just got to shut that down.
I like the comp in size and weight.
Come on.
Remember, Mike Trout, 6'2", 235. Ooh. President Donald Trump, 6'3", 236.
Same guy.
Same baseball
guy.
Player.
Donald Trump, Mike Trout.
Same baseball player.
I mean, just at some point, somebody's got to say, let's not compare him to one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever played.
6'2",
one of the most accurate, most efficient quarterbacks who's ever, ever, ever played. But alas, here's where we are. But we are talking Bears on a Bears Monday. Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune is on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell, and he joins us now. And I guess if it ever happened in that game, Rich, we're still waiting to find out how's Leonard Floyd. We don't know yet, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it's the quirk of the preseason that the Bears don't make the head coach available the day after the game like they do in the regular season, so there's an extra day in there. A little surprised it hasn't leaked out nationally yet, but we only have to wait another 90 minutes till Matt Nagy takes the podium at House Hall. So we should get some clarity on that very shortly.
I know, Rich, that we've seen some pretty encouraging preseason performances from a number of pass rushers, whether they be outside linebackers, whether they be interior linemen, Bilal Nichols. I mean, the Isaiah Irving, we've seen a handful. But if he's not able to play, if he's out for any kind of time, if this affects his development, that's it. How big a referendum of this is it on the pick itself?
Yeah, I agree with you. It is. And all right, let's be clear that, you know, Leonard left with a hand injury. His hand appeared to bend a little awkwardly when he was cut block on a passing play, and you know, he wasn't on the field, you know, down or any for any amount of time. He left under his own power and sort of required us to think, oh, Leonard's not in the game. So let's see, you know, before we just kill the pick. But I agree with you in the sense that durability is the knock on Leonard until it's not anymore. And only he can erase these questions. Only he can silence them. And this certainly won't do that, even if Nagy comes out and says, hey, look, it's okay. We'll just hold him out till week one and he'll be ready to go. He's still going to have to prove that he can play a 16-game season, which he hasn't done. That seems to be, you know, the consensus about what is standing between Leonard and living up to the draft pedigree of ninth overall pick in 2016, that he just hasn't been able to stay on the field, sustain that development. And obviously we can all go back to that pick. I mean, this isn't second guessing. This is first guessing. When people looked at Leonard's frame coming out,
right,
wondering how he would hold up to the rigors of playing up front. Now, okay, case by case in an injury situation, the concussions in year one, that was a tackling technique issue, tackling with his head down, exactly the type of problem that the league's new rule is trying to save players from themselves about, tackling with the crown of the helmet. Last year, he was chasing a play from behind and got rolled up on by Kyle Fuller. So was that his frame? I wouldn't say that. But overall, big picture, there were durability questions then, and there still are today.
Takeaways from the game. Mine is that while Trey Burton might not be Travis,
Steve Young at quarterback?
Yeah, apparently we got Steve Young at quarterback now. But where Trey Burton may not be Travis Kelce, it appears that this coaching staff is going to do everything possible to make him the closest possible facsimile to that if he wants to be.
I thought that was by far the most promising takeaway, is how Trey Burton fits, and he obviously did. They ran seven snaps on the opening series. One of them was a penalty on Charles Leno. But on those ten snaps, seven of them involved different formations. And in those seven, Trey Burton lined up at a different spot in all seven. So they're moving him around. They got him involved in the passing game. They got him involved downfield in the passing game, also in the tight end screen game. He had an excellent block following Kyle Long on Jordan Howard's 12-yard run late in the first half. So he did it all. And this was the clearest indication to date that he fits here. You know, you hear Nagy talk about Burton and the possibilities, how physically he fits the U tight end mold, the guy who can move around in the slot, who can affect the passing game. But this was the first time we saw it. And Nagy, even after the practice against the Broncos Thursday, said one of the things that most pleased him about those joint practices was the improved timing between Burton and Trubisky and Allen Robinson. Well, we saw it with Burton in the game, and that's a terrific takeaway for them as they try to build some momentum.
Yeah, Rich, I couldn't help but watch that offense, and regardless of really production, I thought the scheme was really encouraging. The way that whether Burton was used as a weapon or kind of a security blanket for the passer in a lot of those different routes, you know, whether it's the drag route behind or the fake block of Von Miller that he kind of releases on. It seems that this offense has done a really good, you know, Nagy talks about having answers for every play, you know, for every defensive setup in every play. And really those answers are not necessarily all Burton, but Mitchell has options for just about everything. He's got a security blanket in just about every look.
Yeah, and we still should consider that Allen Robinson really hasn't made an impact so far. Taylor Gabriel hasn't played in the preseason
right,
so far. So the Bears, you know, if from the way they're looking at it, they're more loaded than anything they've shown. I'm glad you mentioned that bluff block on Von Miller on the touchdown, because I think that play was a perfect and very simple example of what Nagy is going to try to do with some of the action that we see. Burton starts on the left side of the formation, and it's basically a faked inside draw to Jordan Howard, sort of a zone read that Trubisky pulls. And the Broncos were in man coverage. The safety with Burton stops. He stops because he's got to respect the handoff to Howard, you know, so close to the goal line there at the 7-yard line. And when he stopped his feet, that allowed Burton to just slip out into the flat. He slips past Von Miller, who is unblocked. The Bears left Von Miller unblocked on that play, and it was scheme. He just does a little bluff block, runs right past him, wide open touchdown. It was just an excellent play, excellent design, well executed against a good Broncos defense. And, okay, now you need the quarterback to do it again and again, clean up some of the inconsistent inaccuracies that he's had, catch the shotgun snap, and then suddenly you start to really build something.
I was listening to your colleague Brad Biggs in his regular Monday appearance with the Mully and Haw show talking about the possibility that the Bears could make a change at center from Cody Whitehair to 20-year-old rookie James Daniels. And if they were to do that, now would be the time. I don't think that Biggsy comes out with something like that if he's just making it up completely. I don't think he's going to offer this with these specifics if it's just idle speculation. I'm wondering, is this a decision that is about to be made? And probably, obviously, if it's made one way, we're never going to hear about it. But to the best of our understanding, are the Bears considering this right now?
To the best of our understanding, and I would say no. I would still be surprised if they made this change, and that's because they've been so adamant about keeping Cody Whitehair at center. I think there are a few things that go into this. I think it's really important for the Bears to have Whitehair as a leader and this respected presence there. And I think there are worthwhile considerations about what this does to his confidence and his, not his standing in the team, but just the fact that they would be saying, look, you're ineffective and we're moving you. It would probably be looked at as a demotion or at least a failure on his part to secure the job, because if he wasn't having snapping difficulties, they wouldn't be making this change. And that's where I think the conversation also expands and gets even more interesting, because for me, some of this has to be about Eric Kush at left guard. And if the Bears are convinced that Kush is their left guard, and you know he had a mixed game and has had a mixed preseason so far, if they're convinced that Kush is their guy, then they can stick with this plan. But if they aren't, their best left guard option is going to be Cody, because James Daniels has been playing center almost all of camp, ever since Fronis Grisou got hurt. So at this point, I would still be surprised, but not too surprised, because we've talked about it enough. I think also we're going to have to keep revisiting this mid-season, at the end of the season, because I think long-term, because James Daniels made a name for himself in college as a center, you know, that's how he proved himself, that they could bring him along and make this change next year and say, okay, Daniels is ready. Trubisky has more confidence in the offense. He's better equipped mentally to change centers, because I do think Mitch also factors into this, his comfort with Cody. And that's a very strong bond, a strong connection. So there are a lot of moving parts to consider here. I would still be surprised, but not as surprised as, say, 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Rich, two quickies, I guess. Who's going to return punts for this Bears team? Because if Craven LeBlanc catches another one on the 5, I'm going to lose my mind. And the second would be, why is Mitchell Trubisky taking a quarterback sneak in a preseason game?
I think it's going to be Tariq Cohen and maybe Anthony Miller, but I think it's going to be Tariq Cohen still.
Okay.
Because I just don't think you get him enough touches on offense
to
justify taking him out of the punt return game when he is explosive. He does have a punt return touchdown on his resume. Yeah, Trubisky and the quarterback sneak in the preseason, I'm with you 100%.
What are we doing?
I will never forget Andy Dalton doing this against the Bears. I think this was 2014.
Yes.
It was 2014 or 2015 when we were – yeah, it was 2015, excuse me. Bears were in Cincinnati. There was 4th and goal from the 1. Dalton runs a quarterback sneak and gets a concussion. There are defenses in the NFL that are coached to take headshots on quarterbacks when they sneak. I mean, that is a way to get a quarterback out of the game.
It's Greg Williams.
So,
yep.
I think this is worth digging into with Matt Nagy about. And if you saw the way they ended up running it, Trubisky was barely even touched. So it worked out okay. I think during the regular season, there's a different you know, juice squeeze ratio to consider. Preseason, absolutely not. And I'm happy for Nagy himself, just as a guy, that he got away with that one, because that would have been crazy amount of heat and backlash if Trubisky had somehow gotten hurt on that.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned one play on which Eddie Jackson looked like he was content to dance with a ball carrier instead of trying to go horizontal and hit him as he's been trained his whole career. You know, we talked to Eddie about it when we were down in Bourbon A. But this is setting up the way this new rule is being called so far in the preseason. We've seen all of these composite videos, the compilations of some of these hits. I guess I understand if a defensive back, if somebody who is pursuing from a distance arrives at a ball carrier uncertain of exactly quite what to do, it's going to make for some really painful football these first couple of weeks, I'm worried.
Kyle Fuller was flagged in this game for a tackle and initiating contact with the helmet, and he so obviously hit the ball carrier with his shoulder that if you're a defensive player, you have no idea what to do. There's nothing you can do. I mean, the Broncos telecast, which was, you know, obviously not on in Chicago, but that was the one we were watching there, had a great shot of Fuller as the referee was calling the penalty on him, just pointing to his shoulder. It's just saying, guys, this is so obvious. I mean, there's no way that officiating crew will look at that and see anything else. These are happening all around the league. And from our standpoint, I mean, we at least recognize it, right, as you know, the media and the outsiders, people who enjoy the game. We've identified this as a problem. I think the league understands that more clarity is needed. That's why Al Riveron continues this sort of PR campaign that he's been on social media, you know, the head of NFL officiating, trying to get some clarity here. But I think this is going to be problematic in the regular season. It is very possible that this changes the outcomes of games.
Yep.
You know, a final drive,
yep,
a 15-yard penalty. You extend a third down stop. It becomes an automatic first down. I think it's a real problem, and we're seeing it all the time.
You know where I am, Rich, is it, as much as they talk about we're going to tweak it, we're not finished with it, forget it. Forget it ever happened. Forget you ever thought about it. Let's just go back to before they tried to do this, because nobody is going to be saved from injury. You're just going to have different kinds of injuries. Mm-hmm. Players who are caught in between in the moments of something moving this fast are more likely to get hurt in unexpected ways. This thing's a dud. It's a bomb. It doesn't work. They need, instead of saying, well, we're going to tweak it, we're going to change it, we're going to review it, just go pretend it never happened. Do a system restore on this.
Well, when we spoke to Walt Coleman, the 30-year NFL official, about this at Bourbon A, the one word he kept using was adjust. And he cited all these examples over the last, let's say, 10 years, you know, hitting a defenseless receiver, hitting a quarterback low, where the rules were initially met with resistance and then players adjusted. And I get that. I understand why the league with, you know, really a need. The league needs to figure out a way to solve or to mitigate its concussion problem for a number of different reasons, and that's a separate conversation.
But it doesn't a concussion problem. It has a head trauma problem related to concussions.
Sure. So you know, now as they go forward, they're going to justify this rule saying that the players in the past have adjusted. Okay, but I think even from the moment they read off this rule at the owners' meetings in March, this adjustment, the scope of this quote-unquote adjustment is so far beyond what, you know, hitting a defenseless receiver was or this, you know, low quarterback hits. This is the essence of the game, its speed and the contact at this level. I'm glad you brought this up, because when I saw that Eddie Jackson play, that didn't occur to me. I just thought, man, Eddie didn't really go into that tackle. There's no other explanation,
right,
that it's changing the way these guys play.
Yeah.
And okay, that's the idea, right? That's the, you know, the league will take a few extra yards on a carry rather than a person, you know, ending up like Ryan Shazier. But this is a painful adjustment period. It really is, at the very least.
Yeah, Eddie Jackson doesn't get steamrolled that often if he doesn't have something else going on in his brain. I wonder, you know, Rich, I watched that tape and I watched the second half again this morning, or the first half again this morning, rather. I thought I saw useful Kevin White, whether he's coming back on that underthrown ball. Granted, it's an underthrown ball, but to come back like that and draw the penalty was good. A couple of smoke routes I liked a lot, some elusiveness. Where is he really in the scheme of things, wide receiver wise, on that depth chart, considering we haven't seen Allen Robinson, we haven't seen Taylor Gabriel? Do we know enough about that yet, or are we kind of guessing still?
Well, I think loosely he still fits in at the fourth receiver, that if the Bears had everyone healthy and producing the way they hope, that Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel would be the two outside receivers, Anthony Miller would be in the slot, and then Kevin White's your four. If Kevin White's the four, okay, your receiving core is getting better. And what we saw from White the other night was what we know him to do well: run vertically and then run after the catch. It's not a lot of route variety there, but to his credit, they got him the ball, and he was able to, you know, juke out starting defenders on the Broncos and get first downs after the catch. And so just trying to build his confidence. I mean, you heard the word again from Chase Daniel after the game when talking about Kevin. It's about confidence. It's about his self-assuredness and belief, and just a little bit of preseason success can help that. He obviously got up from every time he was tackled. That's also another positive. And I'm really interested to see if Taylor Gabriel can get back on the field this week and sort of set the depth chart at receiver properly, because Gabriel obviously is, you know, his nickname is Turbo. He is a speed guy. Speed guy with a foot injury, that doesn't work well. So he's got to get back and prove that he can run. And this week with the big dress rehearsal Saturday against the Chiefs, that's the time to do it.
Rich, thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great week, guys.
That is Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Art Design Chicago. Celebrate the city's art and design history at events through Art Design Chicago this year, presented by the Terra Foundation for American Art. ArtDesignChicago.org. Maybe you should just go see it. We're Bernstein and McKnight. A little bit later on in the show, we are going to give out the Ken Mastroli Award. It is an award that this show created to
prestigious.
Honor. Yeah, to with the blessing of the former Bears preseason quarterbacking star, Ken Mastroli. It's to honor performance in preseason games. And Javon Wims was our first week winner. Ryan Nall, week two. And we have another winner for week three. And we look forward to giving that out and hearing from Matt Nagy in a little bit over an hour. When we come back, there's something that I heard Joe Ostrowski talk about in an update, and I'm hearing more about now, that it sits poorly with me. I think there's just something kind of wrong and gross about it. And
okay.
Help me work through some of these feelings, will you?
We will help the best we can. Yeah. I have a couple of Bears thoughts still I want to clean up. Perhaps I got a little bit excited about seeing football on the screen, and I need to be checked back just a tad. But regardless, I think I saw a little bit more than in that offense, but we'll clear up your moral conundrum next. That's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
3-2 to Schwarber. Swung on, drilled in the air. Get out the tape measure, long gone. It was up, and it was clobbered, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As if the league's national anthem policy or apparent lack thereof isn't a big enough fiasco, the new helmet rule is already, as predicted right here and in other precincts, an unmitigated disaster thus far. On Friday, NFL officiating honcho Alberto Replay Reversal Riveron put out an explanatory videotape in which he conceded that a pair of week one helmet-related penalties were wrongly flagged. Meantime, 49ers quarterback Richard Sherman just tweeted a challenge to the league owners who approved the controversial new rule. I want a video of you running full speed and being led by anything but your head while also attempting to bring down a moving target. You'll soon realize it's impossible. Of course, he's right. Sadly, the NFL appears headed into a period of self-inflicted chaos once again that can make the dreaded catch rule that was just revised seem cut and dried. I'm Boomer Esiason.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto.
might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited package is available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF. And available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
We women are redefining ourselves.
Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.
At Walgreens, we believe everyone counts, and that includes your everyday choices. Today, when you buy participating products at Walgreens, you support our partnership with the Me to We Foundation in their mission to deliver education, clean water, healthy food, and healthcare to children in need around the world. Stop by your local Walgreens to shop products that support Me to We, like Hershey's. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with cards, select Hershey's party size bags are $9.99 each, valid July 29th through September 3rd.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of the Do It Right rebate. Stop by and purchase a set of Brake Best Select brake pads and two Brake Best Select rotors, and you'll receive a $25 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, enjoy quiet, safe, worry-free braking. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
For details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9-1 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The score here on a Bears Monday where there's a lot of baseball stuff as well. Yu Darvish is awaiting some more diagnostics on his troubled right arm. Michael Kopech is getting ready to arrive at the Chicago White Sox for a Southside debut tomorrow night. Not exactly sure why they're calling him up, but they are calling him up.
Because at some point, you've got bullets left in a season, and at some point, there's no reason to throw those bullets at AAA hitters anymore.
I guess it's different than a position player, perhaps, if we're talking about more of a finite understanding. Now, this is something that I heard in Joe Ostrowski's update. University of Maryland is going to honor Jordan McNair with a sticker for number 79 on the helmet. There's going to be a moment of silence. No one's going to wear the number for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And you've got players saying every play we make, every snap we take will be in his honor. On the one hand, don't get me wrong. I know that these are his former friends and teammates who want to do something to honor him. However, there's something unseemly about using somebody for spiritual motivation when your football program killed him. There's something not right about that. I understand if a guy it dies tragically in the off season in a fishing incident. There's all sorts of reasons. But when he was killed by the negligence of the football program, to then say like, yeah, we're playing for him. Let's go get him. Let's go kill the opponent because of him. We're doing it for him. You killed him. You can't then just say, yeah, now we're doing all this in his honor. I know the kids aren't thinking that way, but yeah. Am I wrong in finding a certain level of that gross?
It's tough to square.
Right?
It is. It's tough to square.
That's gross. You killed him.
And you know the coaches are playing this up.
Of course they are. Out there and do it for him. That guy, your teammate that we killed because we're mean and stupid. Now be better at football because we killed a kid. I mean, this on some level, that's disgusting.
Yep, and they put the kids out there, and it made it seem like it was all the kids, but we know what's really going on.
Well, sure, because they've got a motivational day now. Yeah, let's win one for him. Why are we winning one for him? Well, because he died, because we let him die, because we didn't care.
How are they all still there?
Come on.
I don't understand. From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves' home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Rick Hahn has promoted Michael Kopech to start tomorrow.
He's an extremely talented kid. He's in a great spot right now. We're extremely excited about his future, and none of that's going to change based upon one or two starts along the way. We're keeping a long-term focus on this thing.
The Sox get the Twins for the next three, one up in Minneapolis tonight and two on the south side. Lucas Giolito takes the ball this evening. David Bodie has cooled off for the Cubs, going 0 for his last 14, a two-game set in Detroit starting tomorrow. And Matt Nagy will address the media in an hour. We will carry it live right here on The Score. This update was brought to you by Subway. Check out three signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style of the Turkey Italiano Melt. Get yourself some bold taste of the Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese. Or enjoy the tangy flavor of the Buffalo Chicken Wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations. And Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show tomorrow. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tomorrow when the Cubs take on the Tigers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're Bernstein and McKnight. We're going to get an eyewitness account of the Yu Darvish return that wasn't from Steve Greenberg of the Sun-Times. You said you had... So, what's your ruling on my issues here?
Yeah, no, it's very difficult to square. And it's like Joe said, too. I'm sure those kids, every one of those kids in that Maryland football program has a right to remember Jordan McNair, the offensive lineman who died after not being administered proper health care after suffering a heat stroke during a practice about a month ago. In case you'd missed it, he was 19 years old, and because of negligence of a training staff, at the very least, he is no longer with us. So every one of those kids, at least in my opinion, has the right to remember him however they so choose, whether that's a helmet sticker, whether that's a patch, or whether that's a motto or a motivation, whatever, however they want to do it, they get to do that because they knew him. They played with him. They're friends with him. They did that. The manipulation of it, if indeed it is being manipulated, and it feels like it is, by a coaching staff, anybody on that coaching staff, anybody related to the actual academics.
The players don't decide. If you think the players have the power to put a sticker on a helmet, then you haven't been around college football long enough. That's not up to them.
No, that's up to the coaches. They don't have the power to put a sticker on it, but if they asked, those coaches would let them. If they asked, that Maryland football program would let them.
So, Dan, if you were in charge if you were temporarily put in charge of that school, like let's say interim after these guys are wiped out, the players said, we want to put a helmet sticker on there, you would tell them no?
I would think there might be a time, and I think it would be worth a discussion as to how that looks and how that appears.
That makes you look awful.
I think there's a time and a place for you haven't even done the inquest yet.
That's
you haven't even figured
that's
out
the issue.
You haven't even fired these people yet. I mean you're already deciding to do this. I think it's unseemly to have this sort of and it's clearly a motivational. The players say it's a motivational thing for them. Every snap that we take, those snaps, you're out there motivated by a guy who was killed by your coaches,
right? And that's difficult to square. Those kids are because of a lot of different issues, but I would imagine a lot of those kids don't separate things from football. They don't separate
somebody's got to do it for them then.
From active right. And I think the reason you feel as
more significant than football. Don't use this.
The reason you feel as icky as you do is because those who are championing this cause, those who are able to lead these kids to wherever they feel like going through the season are those who are connected to the decision or lack thereof that killed Jordan McNair.
Right, that's why I'm with Boomer Esiason, and that entire university needs new leadership.
I think that's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear at a lot of different levels. That's it. Those kids are going to be there. They're not leaving. And it's in my opinion, they get to remember him however they so choose.
That exactly right. They get to remember him, however
they get to choose
how they so choose. But I do think maybe somebody can impress upon them that it should be the appearance of it being just yet another crass motivational football tactic might be something they want to avoid.
That just doesn't sound realistic to those players.
Yeah, the players are not thinking that way. They're thinking our friend is dead. We need to do something to.
And they probably saw him starting to go down. You don't think that means anything to them?
Killed him.
They are trying to think so that they're thinking about themselves and the other players. You think they're thinking about the coaches?
Think of it as a.
They don't think like you.
It's like an employee boss relationship. Just because they're look, I had a lot of coaches that sucked growing up in a lot of sports, and I knew it, and we all knew it. And maybe this is their way of pushing against the coaching staff. Like, screw you. We're with him, not with you. There's a lot of ways to look at it.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
And I'll tell you.
Us against them.
I played on some
win in spite of them kind of thing.
Some bad football teams for some really bad guys. Guys who I've seen. Coaches who I saw take players down physically when they jumped off sides. Guys we all hated. Collectively hated. And we would rally around each other to get through dealing with them. And I'm telling you, it's probably closer to that than it is like, yeah, rah, rah, he's dead. Let's, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's a big separation between coaches and players, especially when you have a system like this.
Yeah, you'll see that in a lot of instances where whether it's a position coach like Jay saying, you'll see guys fight against the jerk running things just to show him a thing or two. And whether that's
but then the coaches say, see, that was my plan the whole time. That's how I motivate the kid.
You sound tone deaf to a player perspective 100%.
Yeah.
You really do.
It's not the player. It's the overall idea of knowing the way college football operates. You killed him.
Yeah, but those 19-year-olds, I mean, those 19-year-olds were all told by those position coaches, by those head coaches, whomever, that we're going to take care of you, that this is a family, that blah, blah, blah. Every recruiting statement is the same thing.
That's the lie.
That's really difficult. In some cases, it is a lie. And in a lot of, and very clearly at Maryland, it was a lie.
Well, couldn't there be a much more significant and constructive way to honor him beyond a sticker on your helmet? If you mean that, if that's really true.
We don't know that there won't be.
No, right, but say that these are, perhaps one way to take it, just remove it from football, I guess. That absolutely, that he should be remembered and honored. But it's so much more a human life in this regard. That the way, I mean, it's just for it still to be about football. Mm-hmm. I know you're his teammates, and I know you happen to be playing football, but you could do something beyond this simple and reflexive, oh, put a sticker on the helmet, because that's all that you know, because his death was because of football. His death was because of sadistic coaches. It just makes it seem gross. Why not elevate it higher? Why not take it and make more out of it, do something more in his memory than just, yeah, go get him?
Maybe they will, but at the same time, that Maryland football team's going to be on national television two or three times this season. They're going to be on the Big Ten Network, however often they're going to be, I mean, for every other game, right? And if those kids want to get Jordan McNair's name out there or let everybody know that they remember him as much as they do, they don't have any other option.
This is always the problem that you have when it gets minimized because it's in, like, for example, I saw people tweeting about this during the gymnastics nationals when they kept referring to the endemic gymnastics problems, these challenges the sport faces.
Yeah.
Like, challenges? Challenges? You're talking about inhuman crimes,
lives being ruined.
Ruined lives, and you're talking about challenges? Mm-hmm. Like, where are we here? Where's the compass? I don't know. Let's talk to Steve Greenberg about his experience following Yu Darvish in South Bend. He'll let us know what that whole circus was like. Coming up next on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Available in every state.
Hey guys, are you close to popping the big question to that special loved one and in the market for an engagement ring? If so, please listen up. There is a new revolution in diamonds and distinctive gold jewelry in Frankfurt. Now has lab-created eco-rock diamonds that are 100% real, very sustainable, conflict-free, and the best part is that in most cases, they cost 50% less than typical